my life has significantly changed for the better. And I would say 99% of that is because of Hamilton.
I'm Phil Hatterman, and you're listening to Dog Words, presented by Rosie Fund. Today on Dog Words, Jessica Gordon shares how adopting Hamilton has changed both of their lives. At one time, his name in the shelter was Hannibal. We discuss how this might have given potential adopters the wrong impression about him. For me, the connotation of the Carthaginian general who conquered Rome might have suggested a previous owner had trained him to be an aggressive warrior, and I raised this point in the interview. After we were done recording, a few people pointed out that Hannibal Lecter has a much more negative connotation and might have been where the name came from. Yes, I missed a very obvious pop culture reference. I promise to do better. If you're new to Dog Words, in each episode, we explore the world of dog care and companionship. We save each other is the motto of Rosie Fund, which simply means the more we do for dogs, the more they do for us, and they already do a lot. You can support Rosie Fund by making a donation on our website or Facebook page. You can also contribute by making a purchase from the store on our website, buying a t-shirt at bonfire.com, or buying our note cards featuring Rosie and Peaches. Just click on shop at rosiefund.org. Your donations and purchases help fund the Rosie Life Starter Kits that make sure these senior and harder-to-adopt dogs have some of the items they'll need in their forever home. Any donation amount is greatly appreciated. You can also support Rosie Fund by downloading, subscribing, rating, and most importantly, sharing Dog Words. Follow us on social media, even if you aren't looking for a dog. Watching and sharing the videos helps our channel gain exposure, bringing awareness to our cause, and giving shelter dogs much-needed attention. Our Rosie Fund YouTube channel offers great videos of Rosie, Peaches, Vinny, Rosie Fund Ambassador Maggie, and shelter dogs looking for their forever home. We welcome your comments, questions, and suggestions, especially if you have an idea for a topic or guest. Go to the podcast page at rosiefund.org to share your thoughts. The mission of Rosie Fund is to provide humans with the resources and education they need to give senior and harder-to-adopt dogs a better life. We thank you for joining our mission. Today's guest on Dog Words is Jessica Gordon. Welcome to Dog Words, Jessica.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
We met you because you adopted Hamilton. And yes. I pause because that was not his name in the shelter.
Which I did not know until recently.
And so it's interesting that he had a different name that is kind of similar. Not in vibe. It's very different in vibe, in feel, but he was Hannibal.
Which I'm choosing to believe that whoever named him that was naming him after Hannibal, Missouri, because I have great childhood memories from there. But to give a black pit bull that name just doesn't seem like the greatest idea.
Well, we talk about Rosie Fund. We help senior and harder to adopt dogs find their forever home. And senior, while that's kind of a moving target, depending on breed, and sometimes it's the miles and not the years.
Yes.
But the harder to adopt part, a puppy can be hard to adopt if it's like high energy or a big dog or something. But when strikes start to pile up, dogs fall into that harder to adopt category. Pit bull, big strike.
Absolutely. They have
negative reputation that to some extent is deserved, not because of them, but because of what's been done to them.
Absolutely.
The way they've been mistreated and portrayed. All black dogs, for whatever reason, are harder to adopt. I think it's because the dark coat, especially around the face, makes them harder for a human to read. Like subconsciously,
I could see that.
So the expression on the dog's face isn't as obvious as it is with a lighter colored dog.
Sure. But I feel like once you see a pit bull smile, how could you not just fall in love with them, right? No matter the color of their coat.
So Hamilton had a couple strikes. He's a black dog. They don't get adopted as fast. Neither do black cats. He's a pit bull. Mm-hmm. And then Hannibal, if you don't have the same connotation that you do, that you're associating with wonderful childhood memories.
Right.
It's like, no, he's this fighter. He's this general. He conquered Rome. So you think, oh, someone had this dog and made him a tough guy.
Yes, you could absolutely think that with that name. And that's unfortunate with a dog, like you said, who already has a couple societal strikes against him. And if you know him, he's beautiful. He has a wonderful smile. And I personally think Hamilton just fits him better.
What helped you to see through what other people saw as strikes? What drew you to Hamilton?
Prior to adopting Hamilton, I always knew I wanted an older dog, a senior dog, if you will. It fit my lifestyle better. I knew that they were harder to get adopted out of shelters like Casey Pet Project. And so that was my idea already. But he was in foster when I first met him. And his foster parents were wonderful. And they really helped me just to see his playful attitude. And he was trained really well. He had a great attitude. And he just smiled all the time. And they really helped me see that. And I immediately fell in love with him. I only visited one time. And I said, this is my dog. He has to live with me. This is my forever dog.
That's one of the wonderful things about foster is it makes it easier for a dog to settle into their true nature.
Yes.
And not the artificial environment of a shelter.
Absolutely. And after deciding to adopt him and falling in love with him, I followed up with Casey Pet Project and they gave me all of the notes on him, where he had come from, his adoption history, which I was unaware that he had been adopted once and brought back, and then some of the other notes about him. And as a first-time dog adopter, as an adult, it was hard to see some of those things, but I had already fallen in love with him. And I said, you know what? Let's do this. We're going to work hard and I'm going to give him the best life that he deserves. Let's do it.
So you come into it with eyes wide open.
Absolutely.
And so there's still a learning curve, but at least you have some things to look for. It's like I can anticipate what might be some triggers for him and what would be environments where he might not do as well. But also, well, now I can focus on what I already know based on his notes and what the fosters tell you, what he's comfortable with to help him settle in and acclimate and de-stress in your home.
Absolutely. It was definitely an interesting time those first few days. Us trying to acclimate to one another, him getting used to the home, just the environment around him, outside, inside, all of those things. There was a learning curve.
Too often adopters, even with dogs who don't have the challenges that Hamilton had, too often I think adopters think, my dog is special. And yeah, your dog is special, but your dog still needs to adjust to a new environment, just like any other dog. And so when they don't see it immediately turning into the dog that they've envisioned, there's so many ways that can go wrong. Either they start neglecting the dog, or they start trying to force it to be something it's not, or they just don't give it time, or they don't realize the resources that are available to them, either through Casey Pet Project or whatever shelter or rescue they've adopted it from, and what a trainer or behaviorist can do to help you, or even sometimes just what your vet can tell you.
And I think that's one of the biggest things, that if someone were to ask me, how did you get through some of those things? Because he's a wonderful dog. And yes, he's perfect. But he's not perfect, right? No dog is. And our relationship, we had to work on it. He had to get comfortable. There were some things that came out in him that we had to work on with a wonderful trainer. But like you said, I went into it with eyes wide open. And I decided to do this, and I wasn't going to give up on him, right? And now, 2 years later, I can't imagine going home and him not being there, you know? He came with some notes about dog aggression, and so we figured out very shortly after I adopted him that that may be the case, but with some wonderful training, ongoing training, and just so much love. He is wonderful now, and he gets to experience a lot more things now than initially maybe another adopter wouldn't give to him, right? So that idea of just research, knowledge, and not giving up, it's so important. And it was important for us too, because in the beginning, it wasn't super easy. Yeah.
Being prepared that there will be work makes it much easier to adapt than just being blindsided by, oh, wait, I have all these responsibilities now. It's like, yeah, you do. You adopted a dog. Absolutely. You adopted another living creature.
Who depends on you for everything. Mm-hmm. Everything looks to you for everything that happens in their life. And we still work at it every mm-hmm. single day. Today, when we went on his walk, we continue to work on the training and to be the best dog that you can be. And also for me to be the best owner that I can be. I'm still learning some of the things about him.
Dogs are so social and empathetic that if you are resisting or fighting or stressing about, oh, this dog is, he's ruining my life. This is so much work. I didn't realize it was going to be this much time or this much money. You're feeding the stress that the dog already has.
Absolutely.
Ideally, and this goes back to the Rosie Fund motto, we save each other. Ideally, he takes some of your stress away and you take some of his stress away. You can't count on your dog to be your stress relief any more than you can be all of your dog's stress relief. But together, there's days where he's there for me and days I'm there for him. And sometimes yes. we're there for each other.
Yeah. And the Rosie Fund motto that we save each other is, it is 100% Hamilton and I's story. He's the first dog I've ever adopted on my own fully. You know, you grow up with dogs and mm-hmm. it's a different thing when you grow up with dogs and your family and your parents.
Because mm-hmm. your parents are making decisions about...
They're the ones taking care of the dogs, mm-hmm. let's be honest.
Yeah, ultimate decisions on food,
yeah,
vet visits, all of that.
And that's all up to me now. Mm-hmm. As soon as I brought him home, I knew that was the case. And like I said, it was hard those first few days, understanding what he was going to be like, how it was going to be in the home, and all of those different things. But over the course of the last 2 years, if you ask anyone who knows me, my life has significantly changed for the better. And I would say 99% of that is because of Hamilton. He's taught me so many things about myself, about the ability for me to care for other people, other animals. It's been a wonderful experience. It has not been all easy. Some of it's been mm-hmm. very hard, but it has been worth it tenfold.
I know shelters and rescue groups do their best to convey to adopters and potential adopters, this is going to be a lot of work. This is going to take a lot of time. All of them talk about the 3-3-3, like 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, as far as how the dog transitions into a new environment. And I'm not going to break down what each of those milestones is for, but you're getting that information at a time where you're just so jacked up. Endorphins
are so much.
I love this dog. So, yeah. I get it. Okay. Yeah. It's going to take time. It's going to be great, but it's going to be so much fun. I can't wait. This has been great.
You're
and meanwhile, someone's going, and here in your packet, we're going
to
put a list of the thing. And there's these resources. And it's like, oh, I can't wait till we get home and everybody gets to meet you. We're going to go for a walk.
It's crazy.
And I don't know how a rescue could do it any differently other than saying, this is the dog you want. Okay. You can come back in a week. And in the meantime, here are these classes you got to take and counseling you got to go through. Thinking of like adopting a child, what they would make you do. It's like, okay, we got to have this social worker come to your house and sign off on you. But it's harder enough to get dogs adopted without
the resources aren't there.
Yeah,
for
you can't
the
do that's just not practical. And so there's going to be, I think, way too many people who sort of slip through the cracks as far as getting prepared.
Yes, and that's unfortunate. Well known in my family to be overprepared for things. So thankfully, I did a ton of research before adopting. I knew that Hamilton, via some of the videos that you guys had done mm-hmm. with Rosie Fund and some of the notes that the shelter had put with him, that it wasn't going to be all sunshine and rainbows, mm-hmm. but I was willing to do the work and I wanted to because he deserves it. And so does every dog in there. If mm-hmm. if Hamilton was a little bit more sociable, I would probably adopt all the dogs I could.
Oh, yeah. We all want to adopt all the dogs. Oh, how much do you feel like you and Hamilton have become an ambassador for dog adoption in general and shelters like Casey Pet Project in particular?
I'd like to think that we are a glowing advertisement for adopting and how wonderful it can be. I will tell anyone who will listen. Some people don't want to hear it, but I'll tell them anyway.
It's like, look at this senior black pit.
Do you want to see pictures of my dog? I will talk to anyone about it. And I like to think that he's giving people a different idea about adopting older dogs, adopting pit bulls specifically. Famously, my mom, she loves dogs. Mm-hmm. We all do in my family, right? But when I initially said, I want to adopt this dog, he's a pit bull, you get that common look from people. You have it on your face right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm mirroring what I have seen so many times.
Yeah. And she said, okay. She's always been extremely supportive. If you want to do this, you do this. But you could hear the hesitation in her voice. And 2 years later, I'm pretty certain that he is her favorite dog in the entire world. When I go out of town, grandma babysits. I shouldn't say babysit. They just hang out, right? She comes to visit. She says hello to him when she calls me. It's changed her perception. And even just one person is enough. But
because now she's an ambassador.
Absolutely.
She's going to be raving about her grand dog.
And she does. Mm-hmm. She absolutely does. And
if you said, I can't keep Hamilton anymore, like I'm allergic to dogs, or I'm moving to some place that doesn't allow pit bulls, your mother would say, Jessica, I'm going to miss you so much.
But I'm taking Hamilton. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly what she would do. She absolutely loves him. And it took her a minute to warm up to him as well. And now they greet him when I walk in the house before they greet me.
Oh hey, are you here too?
Yeah. Oh, that, hey, Hamilton, how are you? Oh, hey, Jessica. Yeah, that's just how it is. And he's so great. I have a niece and a nephew, and he's so good with them. They absolutely love him. Everyone in the family does. He gets to come to family gatherings at grandma's house. We're going to have a birthday party for him in
October. I'm looking forward to that so much.
Yes, he's going to be the big 10, so big party. I'd love to talk about all of the good things, but it hasn't been sunshine and rainbows, and we've gotten through it, and it's just been this wonderful thing. Now he's done things like pooch playoffs.
I was going to talk about that. He was a finalist in our region.
Yes. Did so well.
And it was so tough to choose between the 16 dogs that we were so fortunate to have enter our brackets. You vote every day. And I made a point of sort of mentally blocking who I voted for the day before in each round. And just look at this dog and that dog. And for most of them, it's like, I know their story. And both Hamilton and then the winner for our region, Buddy, who went on to nationals, both such deserving dogs for that attention that I've been thrilled with any number of dogs from our bracket, but especially if Buddy or Hamilton had made it to nationals.
Yes.
Buddy didn't win.
Oh, I know. He should have.
I voted for Buddy. But there were a lot of good-looking dogs, but I didn't know their stories like I did our dogs.
Yes.
Because that wasn't part of the vote. There wasn't a bio. It's just based on the photo. But in our region, since I knew the history of the dogs. So what was that experience like getting professional shots of Hamilton and how he reacted to that? And
he did wonderful. He was a little superstar. He said, please take my picture, get all of my good sides.
Well, I talk about dogs are so social and empathetic.
Yes.
I think in an environment like that, they can tell I am the center of attention.
Yes, and he soaked up every second of that. He had such a good time. He smiles a lot, But he's very stoic most of the time. And as soon as he got in front of that camera, he showed that beautiful pity smile mm-hmm. that they're famous for. And the pictures turned out wonderful. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you have as many pictures of Hamilton as we do of each of our dogs. And some of them are pretty good.
And but some then of them are so weird.
Yeah. But then when you see what a professional photographer can do as far as framing and lighting and then touching up the shadows and post and...
Yeah, then you realize you're not a professional.
Yeah.
Yeah, definite amateur over here. Yeah, his pictures, his competition photo, so adorable. I think my entire circle of friends and family was so tired of me sending reminders. Hey, did you vote today? But it was a really fun experience. It was great for Rosie Fund. Mm-hmm. I mean, one, I would not have known about Hamilton if it weren't for Rosie Fund. I would have known about Pooch Playoffs if it wasn't for Rosie Fund. So
it's gratifying to hear. Thank you.
I'm very thankful to you guys. The whole experience has been great. Pooch Playoffs was great. I mean, I'm sad he didn't win because you think that your dog should win everything. Mm-hmm. But Grandma did buy him a medal, and we told him he won. So he thinks he's
a winner. I will not disabuse that notion the next time I see him. he deserves to think he won because really getting adopted by you, he's a winner.
Yeah, and it's weird because when I adopted him, my lifestyle was one thing.
I was going to ask, how did your lifestyle change? Because you said you've kind of become a better person.
Absolutely.
So any other changes to your lifestyle?
Even just the fundamental things. I am known to be a person whose house, everything has its place. That's not the case anymore. I think Hamilton has at least 3 dog beds, 4 blankets, 8,200 toys, and they are just everywhere. I've given up on my house being remotely clean at any time. Mm-hmm. There are dog prints all over the hardwood floors, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I've gotten into researching different ways that he can be healthier because he's 9 and a half, mm-hmm. right? So I make all of his dog treats. I make all of his dog food, and I spend a lot of time with him clearly, or researching things to make his life better, which I think is great. He was at the vet a few weeks ago, and they said he has the health of a dog 5 years younger than his age. So that clearly it's paying off. Mm-hmm. And also, we have started to explore different places, right? So he likes to go to different sniff spots and different places because he is a reactive dog. We have to be more careful. So he loves to take long walks in the park and things like that, but you just have to be a lot more careful. So we've gone for long car rides out into different parts of the metro that maybe other dogs aren't. He mm-hmm. can't go to places like the dog parks or things mm-hmm. like that. So we have to get creative, and that's been super fun.
The sniff spots, when you said that, I just want to clarify that that's not just a generic term for a spot that a dog can sniff. I will link to the interview we did with the founder of Sniff Spot.
Yes.
In the description for this episode and put a link to Sniff Spot. So Sniff Spot is kind of like Airbnb.
It's wonderful.
You just post your location on there and then what your rate is. And your insurance as a Sniff Spot host is part of the cut that Sniff Spot takes for providing you insurance and for marketing you on their website and the app. And then people can bring their dog to hang out at your Sniff Spot, which is great for someone who lives in an apartment yes. and wants more space for their dog to run around, or someone who has a dog like Hamilton who wants someplace new to go, but knows there won't be dogs there. And so you can see your Sniff Spot options. And some of them are a house that has just a little yard. And some of them are people who have multiple acres. And
those are his favorite.
And some of them even have a pool or a pond. Some will provide shelter for you that here's our patio and our umbrella or our deck. Or
some even have
put
dog
snacks
treats.
Out yes. for the dog. That's all included in there. And we talked about this in the interview, but I don't think it's as obvious to people. One of the other benefits is scent is such an important thing for dogs. And so a new scent is just like you getting to see a new movie. Mm-hmm. Like, think of your favorite movie. Do you want to watch that every night?
No.
So even boring. Though he loves the home he's in with Jessica, now he can go to a sniff spot where earlier in the day or the day before, a different dog was there.
Absolutely.
And he gets all these new scents from that space, but also from what other dogs have been there. So I encourage people to check out Sniff Spot, but also when you're traveling, it's one thing to walk your dog at a rest stop and then there's traffic roaring by and stuff, or pick up some Jimmy John's or Chick-fil-A and hit a Sniff Spot that you've reserved a space for and take an hour or two for your dog to stretch its legs and run around and sniff, and you just have a refreshing beverage and your picnic lunch.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things I think I've learned in the lifestyle changes since adopting Hamilton is I was always very regimented and had a schedule, and that's just how I lived. Mm-hmm. And you can't necessarily do that all the time with a dog. Schedule, very, very important. But things change, you know? And so he's been great in showing me that it doesn't always have to be so scheduled mm-hmm. and so perfect all the time. Our last 2 years together have not been perfect. We've had a couple surgeries. We've had, you know, mm-hmm. pit bulls are famous for ACL tears, and he definitely has had one of those.
We've talked about on here Peaches.
Yes.
Two, both knees. I'm 2 years apart.
The vet has warned me, if you do one, you do the other. So I'm crossing my fingers. But he's been through a lot, right? Mm-hmm. He lived the first 7 years of his life with six, with one family. And according to his records, the kids had allergies to him eventually as they grew up. And that's why they gave him up for adoption, gave him to Casey Pet Project. And then he was adopted by someone. And unfortunately, very soon after he was adopted, they found out they were going to have a baby. And he no longer fit into that lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And so he was back and forth a lot. And so it was really important to me to give him stability. And he's had some issues in the last 2 years, hard times that we've had to get through. Mm-hmm. But he's my dog, yeah. You know?
I don't want to scare people off from adopting a dog. And my hope is that people are hearing the joy and the love in your voice.
Absolutely.
So that when I say owning a dog is hard, the expenses, the medical expenses that can be incurred can be significant.
They're real.
And if you are adopting, especially an older dog, your insurance options are very limited. You want to set up a separate account or budget item for dog may need ACL surgery, dog may need chemo, dog may need something, because Peaches, everything with the ACLs was considered by the insurance company pre-existing conditions.
The same with Hamilton.
So even if your dog is moving around perfectly fine, no limp, has been checked by the vet, they can't find anything wrong with its joints, if there's a non-zero chance that they might have had a ligament tear or something 5 years ago, which finally now just gave out, well, that's pre-existing condition.
Yeah. And so, but
just knowing that's like you could argue with the insurance company or you could just accept, well, this is what I got to do to pay for this. Would I be wrong to say as expensive as it was 100% worth it? Are you glad you got the surgery?
Absolutely. There was never a second in my brain that said I wouldn't do that or some of the other things that have come up.
Right? And the recovery, like all the other stuff we've talked about that takes time. It's several weeks of a lot of tension, a lot of care, some physical therapy you have to do and taking the leg through a range of motion. And with Peaches, and I'm not a veterinarian, so it may be different for every dog, but with her, for both legs, we had to take it through full range of motion 10 times a day, just slowly bend that and like make a big circle with the leg and move it. And then it was... And you've gone through this more recently, and so maybe it's changed, or maybe it was just different for him. But it was a week of you kind of harness her and have like a towel or something under her midsection so she's not putting all her weight on her back end, to help her outside to go potty and then help her back in.
Hamilton, maybe because he only had one and not two eventually. Let's cross our fingers. Mm-hmm. He didn't require as much from me and my strength to help him. He's also a very independent dog. Mm-hmm. But yes, we had to go through the physical therapy. Mm-hmm. He didn't necessarily enjoy it.
Because after a week of that, then you could do a walk for 5 minutes. And yes. Then after 2 weeks, add another 5 minutes until you got up to 45-minute walks.
Yes.
Eventually, then she was running like she was before. And so it took a long time. I think it's harder on the human than it is on the dog, because dogs are so in the moment that this is what it is.
I would absolutely agree that it's...
And you're looking at them with this shaved leg and these stitches, and they're all doped up with their painkillers.
Oh, they're just so cute, though. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely worth it to go through that and know that they're better in the end.
You've taken away some pain.
Absolutely. And it's worth it to some of the things that you've said, to do your research in the beginning and to be as prepared as you can as an adopter. I wish that I could give every potential adopter all the best information prior to adopting any dog at any age, just so that they could give that dog the best life. I mentioned that Hamilton is not the most sociable dog. He loves people, absolutely loves people, but he doesn't have a lot of dog friends. And I give so much thanks to Rosie Fund and to Casey Pet Project for taking care of him prior to me being able to adopt him. And I've always thought, well, how can I give back? And one of the things that has helped through adopting him was now I've become a volunteer with Casey Pet Project. So being able to give back in those ways, because I can't foster more dogs or adopt more dogs at this point. And I hope that in doing those volunteer things, like working at the welcome desk and mm-hmm. helping those potential adopters when they walk in the door, I hope that some of the things that I've learned over the course of the last 2 years can help people in the future mm-hmm. at Casey Pet Project who are thinking about adopting a dog, their forever dog.
Yeah. And there's so many volunteer opportunities. We've had multiple volunteers on the podcast that there's so many roles. Just like there's so many ways you can foster. You can foster puppies, you can foster hospice, you can foster short term, you can foster long term, you can limit yourself to big dogs, small dogs, but also volunteering. You can work the front desk, you can clean kennels, you can walk dogs, you can do enrichment, you can work with the cats.
There are so many opportunities. You can work solely with dogs, you can work mm-hmm. solely with cats. You, like you said, welcome desk. I've cleaned kennels, I've held puppies. Mm-hmm. You know, you can walk all kinds of different dogs. You can help in so many ways. I've done the canine enrichment, which is super fun. You work with a lot of peanut butter.
If you have a peanut allergy, that might not be a good...
maybe not your jam, but there's a ton of ways that you can help them.
There are people who are there as volunteers, not paid staff members, who are there for several hours every day.
Yes.
5, 6, 7 days a week. And there are some that are there for a couple hours a month.
Yes. And unfortunately, I'm one who doesn't have a lot of time, but they are always so thankful. Mm-hmm. And
they're not
so going to
say,
happy.
Okay, it's not worth putting you through the orientation mm-hmm. if you're only going to be here a couple hours a month. It's like, no, it's absolutely worth it.
Yes.
Because there's no shortage of need.
Absolutely. And more now than ever. So if you don't have the time, the financial ability to adopt, you can always volunteer. It's free and it helps them tremendously.
So yes, foster, adopt, volunteer, donate to whatever cause is important to you, whether it's Rosie Fund or Casey Pet Project or something completely unrelated to animal welfare, but also just following Rosie Fund on social media and sharing our posts, sharing our videos, because that's how Jessica got to see that Hamilton was waiting for her.
Yes, and it changed my life in the best way possible. I cannot say it loud enough in this lifetime. He is the best dog. I know everyone says that, but he really is. And it's changed my trajectory. When I adopted him, I was working at a job that I worked way too many hours. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that I was in the spot that I was. And fortunately or unfortunately, that is no longer my job. And my lifestyle has changed. My priorities have changed. I have a goal in the next 10 years to be out of corporate America because I would love to help more dogs. I live in the city currently. Mm-hmm. I'm constantly looking at different places that I can have a little bit more space so I can have more dogs and focus on that. He has changed everything about my life. My focus on work, my focus on outside of work, my focus on my family, my relationships, everything. One dog did that.
Mm-hmm. The empathy that we learn from dogs, caring for them, you start realizing, I also need to care for myself.
Yes, and he did that.
I need to be here for him and for the other dogs and for my family, my community. So thank you to Hamilton.
Yes, I thank him every day. Probably, he probably gets annoyed by it, but...
He pretends.
He does. He loves it.
He lives for it.
He does.
Well, thank you so much for being so generous with your time, and I can't wait for Hamilton's birthday party.
It's going to be great. Thank you so much. Thank you to you and your wife, to Rosie Fund, to everybody involved in changing my life and allowing me to meet Hamilton and be his mom.
On behalf of my wife and Rosie Fund, you are welcome.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for being on Dog Words.
Thank you.
I'm Phil Hatterman, and you've been listening to Dog Words, presented by Rosie Fund. Thank you again to Jessica Gordon for joining us today. All the links referenced in our discussion are in the episode description, as promised. If any of the links we provide either do not work or fail to appear in the description, that is likely due to the limitations of the podcast platform that you're using. If you have difficulty, go to our podcast page at rosiefund.org for a fully functioning description and access to the entire Dog Words archive. A big thank you to alternative string duo The Wires, featuring cellist Sasha Groshong and violinist Laurel Morgan Parks, for playing the wonderful music you've heard on today's and previous episodes of Dog Words. Supporting The Wires supports our mission. Learn more about The Wires, including their concert schedule, at thewires.info and download their music on iTunes. Check out fiddlelife.com and learn to play fiddle and cello fiddle online from Laurel and Sasha, even if you've never played before. Go to rosiefund.org to shop and get links to our social media. As always, please download, follow, rate, and share Dog Words. This helps us with sponsorships, then Rosie Fund can help more dogs. Send us your comments, questions, and suggestions via the contact form at rosiefund.org, and let us know if you would like to be a sponsor or a guest of the Dog Words podcast. Thank you for listening to Dog Words, and remember, we save each other.